This is Snow Angels, a Voltron Legendary Defender fanfic written by Boss Toaster and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Shiro Allura, with additional tags for Snow Day, Snow Angels, Pining, Confessions of Like, First Kiss. Shiro likes it when Allura knocks him down. This story was written as Day 5 in a 12 Days of Advent fix for the winter season, which has been collected in one place as the work Words of Good Cheer, written by Boss Toaster. Shiro stood with his hands held out, taking deep breaths. Each exhale created a small cloud of steam that drifted lazily up, disappearing almost immediately. Above him, thick, fat flakes of snow twisted down from the sky. The ones that landed on his metal palm built up, like a layer of snow on a car. Whatever touched his flesh palm melted immediately, leaving a small puddle of cold water in the small dip at the center. It had been a long time since Shiro had been able to enjoy snow. Last time he'd seen it, he'd been on that icy planet, injured and without proper equipment. His armor kept him perfectly warm, though he'd taken off the gauntlets for the chance to fully enjoy the sensation. Over the hill, he could hear the cries of the rest of the team. Judging by the raised voices, it wouldn't take too long before a snowball fight picked up. It was basically inevitable the longer they stayed here. But Shiro didn't have the heart to pack everyone back into the castle, especially when they weren't leaving until the updates finished. Besides, Shiro wanted a moment. Just a few seconds of privacy to take in the scenery. He'd forgotten how quiet snow made the world seem. It was impossible for anything to feel so still with everyone else around, honestly. But right now, he had the chance. Or he did, until he heard the crunch of boots behind him. "Are you all right?" Allura asked. Her arms were crossed in front of her as if she could still feel a chill. While she wasn't wearing her helmet, she'd gained some sort of hat, with fluffy-looking flaps that covered her longer ears. "I noticed you'd stepped away." Shiro dropped his arms and shot her a smile. "I'm fine." When her brows just raised, he laughed. "No, really. I am. It's just noisy over there. I wanted a chance for some peace." Pausing, Allura glanced back. "Oh, my apologies. I can leave you be, then." "No, I don't mind. So long as you don't start yelling and throwing snow like the rest." He nodded over to the hill, just as he heard Lance let out a shriek and Hunk's loud, boisterous laughter. Allura's lips quirked up as she followed his gaze. "Ah, I understand the problem. You don't want to play with the rest. It seemed to be something special to the other paladins." Shrugging, Shiro went back to staring at the tree line. Like evergreens on Earth, these plants kept their foliage, theirs all a dark gray. The branches bowed from the heavy tufts of snow. "It is special. I'll probably join them soon. I just wanted..." He sighed. "Contextualizing is all." "I don't understand," Allura admitted. "It seems the snow doesn't have much context. It simply is." She stepped over, the snow crunching underfoot as she sidled up next to him. She followed his gaze to the tree line, as if it would give her answers. "Bad wording," Shiro admitted. "I just hadn't seen it for a long time, except for when I escaped before. The second time. The planet I ended up on was icy." Allura's breath caught. "Oh, yes, you did say. And that was the first time you'd seen this since you were on Earth, yes?" Lips quirked up. Shiro nodded. "Yes. I didn't exactly have the chance to enjoy last time. I was a little preoccupied with not freezing." He glanced over at her, smile falling from her struck look. I'm fine. I'm not... Snow was never that big a part of my life. I hadn't seen it in over a decade, even before I left for Kerberos. So it's not anything special or important to me. I just wanted to have another good moment with it compared to last time. Nothing pressing, just... peaceful. He sighed and looked away again. I know that doesn't make any sense. Of course it does, Alora replied. She pressed against his side, armored arms clicking against each other. I think it's wise. Shiro smiled again, eyes gentle.
I like the hat, by the way.
Hands coming up, Alora brushed the fabric. Oh, thank you. It's not very fashionable, but it'll do. We lose a lot of our body heat through our ears, and I didn't wish to wear the helmet the entire time.
Humans are the same, Shiro admitted, rubbing over his own ear with his natural hand. Or, I think, maybe that was disproven. I'll ask Pidge later. I bet she remembers.
Alora eyed Shiro's ears dubiously. They seem very small to lose that much heat, she pointed out, and her tone made it clear it was a fault. Shooting her a flat look back, Shiro took a deep breath.
Okay, peaceful time over. I'm ready to play now.
Then he pushed her shoulder for the insult.
Hey!
Alora's arms windmilled as she caught her balance.
Then she shoved him back, far harder than he'd done.
The force of it and the ice underfoot made Shiro's legs fly out from under him. He only just barely avoided kicking her as he crashed down on his back in the snow.
Thankfully, the snow was fairly thick. The only thing hurt was Shiro's pride.
He had started it, though. Stepping over again, Alora kneeled down next to him, brows up and lips curled smugly.
I expect better reaction times from you, Paladin.
Shiro glared at her, then closed his eyes and pulled together all his dignity.
I wanted to lay down, he claimed. I'm making snow angels.
Rather than call out the clear bluff, Alora went quiet.
What's a snow angel?
Oh, right. No snow and no angels on Altea. Well, angels are spiritual beings in a common religion on Earth,
Shiro replied, picking each word carefully.
They're usually depicted with wings and robes. So when I do this...
He spread his legs and brought them together, then flapped his arms. Alora watched the whole time, her expression almost morbidly fascinated.
It creates the impression of the outfit, like an angel laid down in the snow.
Alora looked over the silhouette and gave a slow nod.
I see, she replied carefully. What is the point of an angel?
Thinking it over, Shiro finally shrugged.
A few things, I think. I'm not really someone to ask. I'm not part of that religion. But making snow angels is common when there's at least a few inches.
He stared up at the sky.
Well, it is on TV. But that was the first time I've made one.
And you just wave your limbs and that's all, Alora replied. I'm still not sure the function.
Shiro sat up and smiled at her.
It's fun. Try it for yourself, you'll see.
From the arch of Alora's brow, she was having a humans are so strange moment. But either she was still in the mood to oblige him after thinking he was in a bad headspace, or she was curious enough to try. With only a nod, Alora flopped back and started to slowly work her arms.
Like this?
Yes. For the legs, you can either do what I did, or lock them together and wave them both from side to side. Your call.
Hmm.
Allura closed her eyes, brow furrowed as she worked. Clearly, she was still trying to find the fun. While she was occupied, Shiro took a big armful of snow. Then he got up on his knees over her head. Allura. The use of her name visibly startled her. Allura looked up, mouth slightly parted. Only to get a face full of snow. For a long moment, she only blinked, stunned. Then, fast as a whip, she flipped onto her stomach and launched herself forward. She full-on tackled Shiro, crashing them both into the snow. Flakes of snow flew up from the impact, creating a short, temporarily stronger snowfall. "I trusted you," Allura accused, thumping him on the shoulder. With his armor on, Shiro could barely feel it, so he only laughed. "I'm sorry," he said through his chuckles. "I wasn't planning on it until you closed your eyes. Then I couldn't resist. I promise, it's a real thing." Allura grabbed a handful of snow and jammed it into Shiro's face. He spluttered around the slush, moving his hand from side to side, but she followed the movement. "I was being respectful of your culture." "It's not my culture, I told you," Shiro shot back, grinning despite the fact that it got snow in his mouth. "And it's not sacred, just fun." "It was religious, you said." Shiro shrugged. "Barely. Not really. Just the iconography, no real spiritual significance." He smiled up at her, taking in the goofy hat with the flaps, the reddish hue to her cheeks from the cold, the glimmer of her cheek markings and the flakes of snow still stubbornly clinging to her hair. If there was anything to be spiritual about at this moment, it was the fact that Allura looked like a goddess like this. The thought made Shiro's stomach flip, and heat ran through him despite the chill. Something of that must have shown, because Allura paused. Slowly, she reached up to touch her face. "Is something on me?" "No, just..." Shiro looked away. "I was distracted for a moment." This was inappropriate. Allura was a princess, and an extremely busy one at that. Shiro didn't have time to keep mooning over her like this. What did his feelings offer except to make things awkward and uncomfortable between them? The same way she didn't appreciate Lance's flirting. There was no way she'd welcome Shiro pining. It would make her second-guess everything between them, and that was the last thing Shiro wanted. Just as Shiro was coming up with an excuse for his behavior, another handful of snow slammed into his face. Coughing, he shoved at Allura instinctively, trying to get away. But Allura wrapped her legs around his waist and held onto his shoulders, keeping in place no matter how he bucked. Unless he wanted to really use force, she wasn't moving. "Hey!" Shiro shook his head, sending flakes and globs of half-melted snow all over. "What was that for?" "Revenge," Allura replied primly. "I merely did to you what you did to me." That was a fair catch, so Shiro just scowled back. "All right, we're even. Let me up." "No. I want you to tell me what you were thinking about just now." Shiro's eyes widened. No. Bad idea. Bad. Like I said, I just got lost in thought." But Allura's jaw set. "Thought about what?" "Seriously?" Shiro closed his eyes and took a deep breath. "I believe my thoughts are still my own to keep. But if you must know, I just like your hat. I think it's a little silly looking." Allura pulled the hat on a little tighter. "It is not," she shot back, a little sulky. Never mind that she'd been the one to call it unfashionable before. "In a cute way," Shiro replied soothingly, then froze. I mean, the hat is cute. It has ear flaps. Not...
He groaned, and let his head flop back down into the snow.
Well, damn. That had been smooth. Usually he lied better than that.
But he couldn't let Allura go on thinking she looked bad in the hat.
By all accounts, she should have.
But Allura made everything look lovely. Allura was lovely. When he looked back at her, Allura was smiling triumphantly.
You do like it.
When she leaned forward, her hair tumbled and spilled over her shoulders, resting lightly on the snow below. Do you like me?
I think you're a wonderful person and leader,
Shira replied, but his voice came out slightly strangled.
She was just so close. Less than a foot away now,
and leaning over him, her hands warm on his chest despite the armor. Allura leaned in even farther.
Is that all?
She reached up and brushed his bangs out of his face.
Even if I say you look lovely with snow in your hair and your cheeks pink?
Well, if Allura liked him flushed, she had to love his blush right now.
Was this really happening? Had Shiro fallen into an alternate universe?
It's not all, he managed.
You're gorgeous, amazing, strong, everything.
I'm going to kiss you, Allura finished for him.
And when he didn't object or move away, she did.
Shiro stayed frozen as the ice below them, still not quite following how they had gotten here. Then he surged up, hand cupping the back of that damnably cute hat as he returned the kiss. When they pulled away, both of them were panting, leaving a constant little cloud of steam between their lips. Shiro watched her through it.
Before, I was thinking I'd rather worship you than any angel.
Allura's cheeks flamed.
You are not, she muttered back, though it is a very good line.
No line, just the truth. Shiro took her hand in his and kissed the knuckles of her gauntlet.
As he started to say something more, there was a shriek over the hill.
Pidge! And not a very happy Pidge, judging by the sound of her voice.
I should probably do something about that,
Shiro muttered, sighing.
Let them handle it themselves,
Allura replied. Then she kissed him again.
They can have their fun, and we can have ours.
Shiro blinked, then beamed back.
Lovely plan. Care to walk me through it?
Allura laughed and did just that. The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Black Glass because today is your birthday, and I am not super into Critical Role, but you have a winter birthday, and it is snowing, and I remember once upon a time you liked Shiro Allura, and also this is really adorable, and there's like a tiny bit of pining, like mutual pining, and it was great. Well, not, I guess not mutual, it's mostly just on Shiro's end because it was Shiro's inner, but I totally think Allura would have been mutually pining too because it's cute. And just, I know you like a Shiro who likes when Allura knocks him down and smiles at how buff and strong his girlfriend is. And that's totally this moment right here. So, happy birthday. And to everybody else as well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and have a nice day.